The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. And Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, and he said to them, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seats on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all the things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to carry, and lay them on other people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to help them. And all their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets and seats of honor in synagogues. Greetings in the marketplace and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and all of you are brothers and sisters. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called master. You have but one master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself or herself will be humbled, and the one who is humble will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. Be seated for a moment. Let me say a few words about the Gospel, and then maybe I'll talk to the children for a moment. This is a theme that runs right through the Sermon on the Mount, and this little excerpt we have is from the Sermon on the Mount. It's a long section in Matthew's Gospel, three chapters, 5, 6, and 7. You'll remember it begins with the Beatitudes, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." That's the beginning of it. And here, what Matthew has done is collected many, many homilies that Jesus gave, and he puts them into one section. We call it the Sermon on the Mount. And today's Gospel is part of the Sermon on the Mount. The essential statement of this Gospel today has to do with humility, the humble person. The word humble or humility comes from a Latin word, humus. Humus in Latin means earth. So somebody who is humble is said to be down to earth. You know, we speak about somebody who is down to earth, sincere, honest, understanding, patient, welcoming, understanding. This person is down to earth. Or then we speak about somebody who has his head in the air or somewhere else, his head in the air. And that person doesn't relate to us. The person is not humble. So this Gospel speaks about being humble. Now think about somebody in your life that you think is humble, understanding, meets you where you are, doesn't make a judgment about you, helps you when you have a heavy burden, somebody who's down to earth, understands you. We had a funeral last week for Bishop David O'Connell. For those of you who knew Bishop David O'Connell, he was a very kind man, very understanding. He didn't stand in high office. He wasn't interested in places of honor. He was a man of the people. He would never exclude anybody from the church. He welcomed everybody. He spoke their language. He understood them. He walked amongst the people. He was one of us, ordinary people. And that made him exceptional. He was an exceptional bishop. He was an exceptional priest because he was humble. He was down to earth. So listening to the Word of God today would encourage us to walk through this day in humility. We used to have the image You'll catch this. You used to have this image of the person in high office sitting in a big chair in all the pomp and glory and all the authority. And then a servant with incense. And he would incense him in the middle, and he'd say, "Would you like some incense on the right? Well, I'll give you some incense on the right, and then I'll give you some incense on the left." And the man on the chair thinks that he has the power. But actually, the guy with the incense is the one who has the power, because he doesn't need the incense. The arrogant person needs to be right. The person who is certain and judgmental, that's not what Jesus is speaking about. He's speaking about the person who is not certain, the person who is struggling, the person who is searching, the person who has questions, the person who needs attention, he needs somebody to listen to. That's what Jesus is speaking about. And that's what it means to be humble. In contraposition to the arrogant and the certain, those who are certain and powerful and know they're powerful and they want to be, they need recognition. Here, Jesus is saying, no, the greatest among you is the servant. It calls us to journey through this day in the best way we can to be a servant. Amen. Oh, now let me say a quick word to these fabulous, fabulous children. Who's in TK? Hands up, TK. Oh, that's very important. And who's in kindergarten? Oh, wonderful. How about the first grade? And the second grade? Yes. God, isn't this wonderful? Give them a big applause here. We're very happy to have you here. This is wonderful. Now, did you all hear Jesus in the gospel saying, be kind and be good and be nice to everybody today? Did you all hear that? Hands up who heard this to be nice and wonderful today. Did you all hear that? Yes? Okay. Now, what would you do today to say, okay, Jesus told me to be nice to somebody. How would you do that? Do you have any idea? Anybody have ideas? How are you going to be nice to people?
Listening to the teachers.
Be nice to your teacher. Hey, teachers, you like that? Be nice to your teacher. This is very good. What do you think? What would you do to be nice now today?
By sticking up for others.
Isn't that wonderful? Okay, what else? What would you say to be nice to people?
Playing with others.
Okay, and?
Help someone else.
Oh, but look, isn't that wonderful? Okay.
If someone's lonely and they're just sitting there by themselves, you could play with them.
It's just wonderful. Boy, you're going to have a great day in the school today. What do you think? What would you say to be nice to somebody today?
If somebody's hurt, you can help them.
Somebody's hurting, you're going to help them. So, but you've got to see first that they're hurting. So you have to be aware, like get your mind working that way. What do you think?
If somebody is just sitting down and sad, you can say, do you want to play with me?
That wonderful? Okay, we're going to be very nice. How about TK here? Tell me, what would you do to be nice, especially nice to listen to Jesus, and Jesus says, okay.
Being kind to the teachers.
God, be kind to the teachers. Here come the teachers. What else? What else do you think? What do you know? You're thinking. This is good. I like people who are thinking. And you're still thinking? What do you say?
Don't play while you're learning.
Very good. Okay.
Be nice to one another.
All right. Now, hey, we're going to have a fantastic day today. Now, here's the thing that's very important, though. You have to be aware. You have to be aware there's somebody in your class or somebody at recess that you want to say they're hurting, they need a little care. You'll watch out for that, okay? And in your carpool, We got to be nice in the carpool. Who brought you to school this morning?
My dad.
Your dad. Did you say thank you very much, Danny? I love you.
Oops, you forgot.
I said I love my daddy.
That's wonderful. And how about you? Who drove you to school today?
My dad.
Your aunt?
My dad.
Your dad? And did you tell him thank you, I love you, you're fantastic? You're the best dad in the world?
No.
You didn't. But you're going to tell him that when he comes back later today. Okay. So we're good. This is going to be a fantastic day. And this is what Jesus says in the gospel. Jesus says, be kind. Listen to the person that you meet at recess that doesn't have a friend. What are you going to do? Make a friend. You're right. Okay, we're going to have a great day. Let's hear it for the gospel and how Jesus calls us to be nice today. Let's hear it. Come on. Okay. Jeez, you're fantastic. Teachers, this is going to be your best day of the week here. You have to come to Mass more often. Then you'll have great days at school. Thank you all for coming. Okay, now we'll continue with our prayer. Somebody going to bring up the gifts here to me? Wonderful. Thanks, Tina. Thank you.